This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All of that said, the backward-looking indicators in this economy look pretty good. First-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 206,000, well within the norm from the before times. And the four-week moving average, which smooths out weekly variations, is lower than it's been since 1969. So we sent Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman off today to learn the economic lessons of this rapidly improving labor market.
Let's go back to the Great Recession. Then, jobless claims didn't come back down to pre-recession levels for 5 years. Bankrate analyst Mark Hamrick says this time around, economists did expect jobless claims to fall back eventually, but
we didn't expect them to get back to the Beatles era levels.
Back in 1969, there were only half as many U.S. workers total, and this was playing on the radio.
You never give me your money.
Out of college, money spent. See no future, pay no rent. All the money's gone, nowhere to go.
It's also a big change from early in the pandemic, when millions were getting laid off and claiming unemployment every week, which Hamrick says
did a great deal of damage to the notion and the reality of job security. Fast forward all these many months later, the storyline has almost been turned totally upside down. It is the employer mounting the mighty struggle, retaining and finding workers.
What we've got, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union, is a flip in economic leverage from employers to employees.
People will quit on a hair trigger right now. So employers are really holding on to them like mad. So not only are we seeing layoffs go down, we're seeing wages go up.
Frick says the biggest risk going forward is another COVID surge, which could push layoffs back up again as each prior wave has. But for the moment, let's bask in some good news. Care of economist Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter, which is a Marketplace underwriter.
Getting laid off or fired is one of the most stressful experiences, right up there with divorce and illness. So it should bring some good holiday cheer to know that the chance that you're going to be fired or laid off is unusually low right now.
And on that happy note, with just about 28 minutes before I head out on vacation, I am Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.